The title of this message is taken from 1 John 5, verses 18 to 21. Let's turn over there for just a moment. 1 John 5, beginning with verse 18. We know that whoever is begotten of Yahweh sins not, but he that was begotten of Yahweh keeps himself, and the evil one touches him not. We know that we are of Yahweh, and the whole world lies in the evil one. And we know that the Son of Yahweh has come, and has given us an understanding, that we might know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Yahshua the Messiah. This is the true Elohim and eternal life. My little children, guard yourselves from idols. And as I said, the title of the message is taken from this last verse, and it is guard yourselves from idols. Guard yourselves from idols. Brethren, let me be blunt with you. I am offended, deeply offended, by our society's easy acceptance of pagan customs, terminology, and ways. Why should a nation that supposedly was founded and currently stands upon a biblical heritage so easily mix evil with good? But I am also concerned that since Yahweh's Philadelphia Truth Congregation was formed, that we do not lose sight of what makes us different from the world. Brethren, we have always said from the pulpit, it is not our intention to allow liberalism and an anything goes attitude to enter into this congregation. Just because we don't come down on the people with a hammer, but instead do our best to employ a loving and compassionate attitude, do not ever mistake that with us giving permission to let down our guard and for us to do as we please. That is certainly not Yahweh's way, and it is definitely not our way as a congregation, trying our best to do Yahweh's will and to teach others to do so. Time would fail me to describe the many ways in which our society has declined. You see it for yourselves, I don't have to tell you. And especially in the last 60 years or so, according to all accounts. But why should a people be excited, for example, about who the next American Idol should be? What about us? Do we swallow, hook, line, and sinker the elements of popular culture without question? Come on now, lighten up. It's just a word. It's just a little harmless fun. Is it? Don't we know that it is the accumulation over time of the little things that eventually result in the decay and destruction of a society? It's only the cost of a soda a day, say those who want to raise our taxes. And so it goes until we are being taxed out of our homes and property. It doesn't happen overnight, does it? It happens gradually, so that an unsuspecting public doesn't realize that it has occurred until it is too late. It's interesting that when Rudolph Giuliani, the famous former mayor of New York City, when he first came into that position, one of his top priorities was what? Catching murderers? Going after the mob? Well, in a manner of speaking, yes. But actually, one of his top priorities was having his law enforcement officers go after the squeegee men in New York. Do you know who the squeegee men of New York are? Okay. Anyone who's ever driven close to the Holland Tunnel leaving Manhattan knows who the squeegee men are. They are the guys that assault you in your car as you try to drive, coercing you into letting them wash your windows for a price. I've had experience with these guys. They're not pleasant. They're going to wash your windows, and they're going to get some change from you, whether you want it or not. Why would he go after them? Silly, right? Silly for a mayor to do this. Well, maybe not so silly. Simply because if you allow something as trivial as the bullying tactics of the squeegee men to go unpunished, you promote greater crimes from people who become arrogant and brazen. The same thing happened in New York City with turnstile jumpers in the New York City subway system, and also with graffiti artists. He cracked down hard on all of these. And people wondered, what in the world is he doing wasting his time with these? Well, Giuliani made it a point to come down hard on them. Why? Because he knew that the little things matter. If you show that you are willing to go after the little things, those thinking about doing the bigger things will think twice. And go examine the record of crime under Giuliani's watch. It worked. Despite the criticism, it worked. Brethren, and young people especially, do you hear what I'm saying? When you accept little things, it has an overall effect that will ruin your spirituality. Well, I'll just wear shorts that are a little shorter. I'll just wear something a little tighter. Well, they're only bad guys who are getting their heads chopped off and killed in this movie. It's okay. Well, using that word is nothing compared to some other ones that I've heard. Well, so what if the music that I'm listening to uses explicit lyrics? They're just trying to express themselves. Well, it's beef, so who cares if I read that label carefully? Well, bread is bread. Who cares about those little ingredients that I can't even pronounce? And on go the rationalizations until you've gone off the deep end. And all the little things all of a sudden become a much greater problem.